treating myeloma truly as a marathon. It's really not a sprint. One has to think about, obviously now, the asymptomatic space, which is becoming very exciting in terms of therapeutic opportunities, and clinical trials are really now very much an important aspect of the management of patients with smoldering myeloma. I think what's very critical to understand in the smoldering disease is that essentially this is an area that's relatively dynamic in terms of definition. And what we're beginning to increasingly see is that the so-called high-risk smoldering patient really now constitutes an active disease process which warrants therapy. And so some of the recent guidelines that have changed to reflect that I think are important in practice. However, I would stress these are guidelines, and every clinician should use their clinical judgment in assessing a patient whether or not they have active disease versus a more indolent process. And there's nothing better than careful follow-up to ensure that process can be as accurate as possible. Now, when we think about this issue of heterogeneity, I do want to share that with you in a bit more detail, Neil. But essentially, what we've come to appreciate is that these evolve over time. There are selection pressures, both from actually the biology of the illness and indeed from therapy. And this clonal evolution can indeed result not only in progression, but it also explains the complexity of the resistance mechanisms that exist. So I think that this is an important concept to grasp because it provides a very strong rationale to this idea of a series of backbone drugs to which you then rationally add and build appropriate other agents in combination to improve outcome.